It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Hey, Hepcats and Crazy Kittens, I'm your furry litter, Matt the Cat, where it's at. Welcome you to a brand new Friday Night Catfight Show. This is the show where I put different versions of the same song by different artists up against each other, and then you vote for your favorite and see how it turns out. This week, a very special show, a show I've been meaning to do for many years now, but couldn't do it back on XM Radio, so I'm going to do it here on the World Wide Web. This week, I present to you Stagger Lee. It, of course, was one of the most popular rock and roll songs, topping both the pop and R&B charts for Lloyd Price in 1958 and 59. But it goes back a long way, back to a real incident that happened on Christmas Eve in 1895 in St. Louis, Missouri. That's where Lee Shelton shot Billy Lyons. That's right, Stagger Lee shot Billy. But where does Stagger Lee come from? Well, it comes from Lee Shelton's nickname, which was Stack. He was called Stack because he was big. He was tall, like a smokestack. They called him Stack O'Lee. And over the years, Stack became Stag. Stagger Lee. And in culture, when you refer to somebody as a Stagger Lee, you're referring to a trickster or a pimp. And that's exactly what Lee Shelton was. He was a cab driver. Of course, the cabs they were driving in 1895 were carriages. But he was a cab driver, always on the make, and in cold blood, he shot Billy Lyons down. Now, I'd like to read a description of the event, which appeared in the St. Louis Globe-Democrat in 1895. It reads, William Lyons, 25, a levee hand, was shot in the abdomen yesterday evening at 10 o'clock in the saloon of Bill Curtis at 11th and Morgan Streets by Lee Shelton, a carriage driver. Lyons and Shelton were friends and were talking together. Both parties, it seems, had been drinking and were feeling in exuberant spirits. The discussion drifted to politics and an argument was started, the conclusion of which was that Lyons snatched Shelton's hat from his head. The latter indignantly demanded its return. Lyons refused and Shelton withdrew his revolver and shot Lyons in the abdomen. When his victim fell to the floor, Shelton took his hat from the head of the wounded man and coolly walked away. He was subsequently arrested and locked up at the Chestnut Street Station. Lyons was taken to the dispensary where his wounds were pronounced serious. Lee Shelton is also known as Stag Lee. So there you have it, what really happened from the St. Louis Globe-Democrat in 1895. Well, this translated itself into popular song. In fact, right now I'm playing a song from 1924. It's called Stack O'Lee Blues. It's played by Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians. Doesn't sound much like the Stagger Lee we know today. But it's the earliest version of Stagger Lee that I'm going to play on this week's show. There's going to be 12 versions of Stagger Lee in contention this week, from the years 1927 through 1993. So let's begin our Friday Night Catfight on Stagger Lee. This one's called Billy Lyons and Stack O'Lee. It was recorded by Furry Lewis on the Vocalion label in 1927. Then we'll follow it up with Stack O'Lee from Mississippi John Hurt, OK Records, 1928. Now, the Mississippi John Hurt version is the template that all other versions would refer back to. So pay close attention to these two early versions of Stack O'Lee. We're going to go from Furry Lewis into Mississippi John Hurt. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're listening to the Friday Night Catfight Podcast.
I remember one September, on one Friday night, Stagger Lee and Billy Lyons had a great fight. Crying when you lose your money, Lyons to lose. Billy Lyons shot 6-bit, Stagger Lee bet he passed. Stagley, I would have fought if I said you done shot your last. When you lose your money line to lose. Lord, a woman come a running, fell down on her knees, crying, oh, Mr. Stagley, don't shoot my brother, please. When you lose your money. I ain't talking about some gambler or to see Richard Lee. Shot $1,000 and come out on a three. Crying when you lose your money, learn to lose. Lord, the judge told the sheriff, we want him dead or alive. How in the world can we bring when it totals to 45? When you lose your money, learn to lose. Lord, a woman told the judge, my husband named Jack Sheff. Want to rest, pull, stagger, leave, better go somewhere else. When you lose your money, learn to lose.
You can arrest everybody but cruel Stagger Lee, that bad man, oh cruel Stagger Lee. There's a line told Stagger Lee, please don't take my life. I got two little babes and a darling loving wife. That bad man, oh cruel Stagger Lee. What I care about you, little babe, darling, loving wife. You done stole my stuttering hat. I'm bound to take your life. That bad man, oh cruel Stagger Lee.
Mississippi John Hurt with Stack O'Lee from 1928, and that's considered by many scholars to be the definitive version of Stagger Lee. Before that, Furry Lewis from 27 with Billy Lyons and Stack O'Lee. We'll be covering 12 different versions for your vote this week on the Friday Night Cat Fight podcast. Next, we jump up to 1950, a cat who was born with the name Leon Gross, but on record, he went by the name Archibald. Here he is with Stack O'Lee Part 1 and 2. That's Stack O'Lee this time. It appeared on the Imperial label in 1950. He was from New Orleans. This was very popular in New Orleans. Lloyd Price was growing up just outside of New Orleans. And so this is the version of the song that Lloyd Price heard that would inspire him to record his version in 1958. Lloyd's, of course, being the biggest hit version of Stagger Lee. So we'll hear Archibald followed by Lloyd Price on the Friday Night Cat Fight podcast.
I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. They were barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. That was Stack O'Lee and Billy, two men who gambled late. Stack O'Lee throwed seven, Billy scored that, he throwed eight. Stack O'Lee told Billy, I can't leave you, go with that. You done won all my money and my brand new studs and hat. Stack O'Lee down that lonesome railroad track. I don't want to kill you now, Billy, but not be aware I come back. Stagger Lee went home and he got his 44. Says I'm going to the barroom just to pay that debt I owe. Stagger Lee went to the barroom and he stood across the barroom door. Says don't nobody move, cause I got my 44. Now old Billy told Stack, oh please don't take my life, I got three little children and a very sickly wife. Shot Billy, oh he shot that poor boy so fast. The bullet went through poor Billy and it broke the bartender glass. Charcoal. Now the devil a mighty rumbling under the ground. Say, that must be Mr. Stag turning Billy upside down. Now this it, the devil pig on top of the devil's shelf. Say, if you want Mr. Stag, you go and get him by yourself. The moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was
Price with the biggest hit version of Stagger Lee from 1958. It hit number one on both the rhythm and blues and pop charts and was an absolute monster. That set the rock and roll spark. From then on out, Stagger Lee has been covered by nearly everybody. Before Lloyd, we heard Archibald, who was a great pianist in his own right, playing Stagger Lee. With interesting in part two, we take a trip down to hell and see what the devil has to say about Stacko Lee shooting Billy Lyons. Archibald's version also kind of reminds me of some of the old folk versions of Frankie and Johnny that we talked about earlier in the summer. It kind of the imagery of the women coming to his funeral, some dressed in orange, some dressed in red, and him telling his mother to roll him over slow, and also being shot with a police 44 and that sort of thing, really reminded me of Frankie and Johnny and some of those descriptions. Now, it is a violent song when you think about how Stack shoots Billy. And Dick Clark thought it was a little too violent for Saturday afternoon television. See, Clark did a special edition of Bandstand on Saturdays back in the late 50s and early 60s. And so he asked Lloyd Price to go in and record a cleaner version of the song so that he could play it on TV and not worry about parents getting upset. Here's a clip from the clean version of Stagger Lee, where they're actually friends and they're fighting over the same woman, and, well, they make up in the end. Take a listen.
Yeah.
But don't worry, that version didn't chart, and most radio stations didn't play that. Lloyd Price with the clean version of Stagger Lee. Oh, speaking of clean, who's cleaner than Pat Boone, right? So let's hear how Pat Boone takes this dirty, messy, bloody saga and turns it into an up-tempo pop rock version. We'll follow that up with sort of a misguided version from Dion, which appeared on a Laurie LP in 1962. Then we'll go to Sandy Nelson, who put it on an Imperial LP in 62. So we'll hear how the Lord of the Drums beats out Stagger Lee. So we'll go from Pat to Dion to Sandy Nelson. It's Stagger Lee, this week's Friday Night Catfight.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was Stagger Lee and Billy, two boys who gamble late. Stagger Lee, he threw seven, Billy swore that he threw eight. Stagger Lee told Billy, I said, don't you go with that. You have won all my money and my brand new Stetson hat. Stagger Lee went home and he got out his 44. He said, I'm going to the barroom just to pay that debt I owe. Watch out now, Stag. Hey. Don't do it. Oh, don't be mean. Hey. Stagger Lee went to the barroom and he stood across the barroom door, saying, now nobody move, and he pulled out his 44. Stagger Lee, cried Billy, oh, please don't take my life. I got three little children and a very sickly wife. Watch out! Stagger Lee shot Billy. Oh, he shot that poor boy so bad. Till the bullet came through Billy and it broke the bartender's glass. Now you done it, Stag. Woo! Red Booga Booga. Oh, you bad Stag.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing up on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. Barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. Yeah, it was a Stagger Lee, Stagger Lee and Billy, two men who gambled late. Stagger Lee threw seven, but they swore that he threw eight. Yeah, I think he was right. Stagger Lee told Billy, now I can't let you go with that. You have won all my money plus my brand new Stetson hat. Yeah, go Stagger Lee. Yeah, go Stagger Lee.
Go Stagger Lee. Go Stagger Lee.
Said I'm going there to that barroom just to pay that debt I owe. Yeah, so he went on. Stagger Lee went to the barroom and he stood across that barroom floor. He said nobody move and he pulled his 44. Yeah, Stagger Lee pleaded Billy, come on Billy, please don't take my life. I got three little children and a very sickly wife. Yeah, who cares? Yeah, Stagger Lee shot Billy. He shot that poor boy up so bad. Oh, that boy.
bullet dart went through Billy and it broke the bar. Turned his glass. Somebody said, get out of there, Stagger Lee. Yeah, go, Stagger Lee. Go, Stagger Lee. Go, 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 Stagger Lee.
Stagger Lee shot Billy, shot him dead. It was the end.
The teen beat of Sandy Nelson doing a kind of watered down version of Stagger Lee from 1962. Oh, did I say watered down? Well, baby, this next version is anything but watered down. And don't ever tell Ike that I put watered down and his name anywhere near each other. Yeah, baby, I'm talking about Ike and Tina Turner and their version for the Sue label in 1965 called Stagger Lee in Billy. Then we're going to follow that one up with the Wicked Wilson Pickett, baby, from 1967. And his version actually charted. It went to number 13 on the R&B charts and number 22 on the pop lists. So let's hear Ike and Tina and follow it up with the Wicked One right here on the Friday Night Cat Fight as we celebrate Stagger Lee.
But if I had known what was in store for me, I never would have gone at all. 'Cause they threw chairs and bottles all over the place. We'll be right back. this.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow, and the leaves came tumbling down.
Join me, Matt the Cat, as I MC the greatest doo-wop cruise of all time. We leave the port of Los Angeles on the 10th of April, 2011, and cruise for seven glorious days around the Mexican Riviera, performing live on the carnival ship The Splendor, Arlene Smith's Chantels, Johnny and Joe, The 16s, The Pentagons, The Olympics, The Super Girls Group, The Elgins, The Calvanes, and a special tribute to Sam Cooke. Book now for this amazing doo-wop rhythm and blues cruise. For more information, call Montrose Travel at 1-800-301-9673 or stop by memorylaneconcertcruises.com. This is Matt the Cat telling you, don't miss the boat on this one, baby. Book a cabin on our 2011 doo-wop cruise now. Baby, I got a huge announcement to make. Big J McNeely will now join us on the 2011 doo-wop cruise, leaving the port of Long Beach on the 10th of April, 2011, and lasting for seven glorious days. Hurry and book now if you'd like to go on this cruise with us. More information is available at memorylaneconcertcruises.com. I'll be the MC, and we have a huge lineup of entertainment, and we're going to be cruising around the Mexican Riviera, and I hope you'll join me. That's memorylaneconcertcruises.com. It's the Friday Night Cat Fight. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, baby. And we just heard two very soulful versions of Stagger Lee, one by Wilson Pickett and one by Ike and Tina Turner. Next up, we have a rare version of Stagger Lee from the great Wilbert Harrison, a guy who's usually only remembered for his number one hit in 1959 with Kansas City. But man, when you dig through Wilbert Harrison's catalog, you find that this guy did a lot. He started his career in the mid-1950s. You know, I think maybe I'll do a juke in the back on Wilbert Harrison in the near future. But anyway, Wilbert Harrison's going to have a stab at Stagger Lee, and then it's back to the pop charts with Tommy Roe. He cut his for ABC in 1971, and it went to number 25. Then we're going to finish off the competitors this week with a 1993 traditional recording from Bob Dylan. It appeared on his Columbia album, World Gone Wrong, where he covers old folk tunes. He does a really good, clean, clear interpretation of the classic Stack-a-Lee. So we'll start with Wilbert Harrison, move into Tommy Roe, and finish up with Bob Dylan. Hope you're enjoying Stagger Lee this week on the Friday Night Catfight.
an alley on a dark and drizzly night. Billy Lyons and Stagger Lee had one terrible fight. All about that John Beast that's a night. Stagger Lee walked to the bar room and he called for a glass of beer. And around the Billy Lyons said, what are you doing here? Waiting for a train, please come on home. Stagger Lee, oh Stagger Lee, please don't take my life. Got three little children and a weeping, loving wife. You're a bad man, Stagger Lee. God bless your children and I'll take care of your wife. You stole my John B, now I'm bound to take your life. All about that John B skirt's a man. Stagger Lee turned to Billy Lyons and he shot him right through the head. Only taking one shot to kill Billy Lyons dead. All about that John B skirt's a man. Sent for the doctor, well the doctor he did come. Pointed out Stagger Lee, said, now what have you done? You're a bad man, bad man, Stagger Lee. Six big horses and a rubber-tied hat. Taking him to the cemetery, but they failed to bring him back. All about that John B. Stetson. Down the alley, I thought I heard a bulldog bark. Must have been old Stagger Lee stumbling in the dark. He's a bad man, gonna let him right back in jail. High police walked on to Stagger Lee, he was lying fast asleep. High police got Stagger Lee and he jumped 40 feet. He's a bad man, gonna let him right back in jail. They got old Stagger Lee and they let him right back in jail. Couldn't get a man around to go Stagger Lee's bill. All about that John B. Stetson had. Stagger Lee turned to the jailer, he said, jailer, I can't sleep. Round my bedside, Billy Lyons began to creep. All about that John B. Stetson.
Bob Dylan with a very nice modern interpretation of the classic Stagger Lee. I'm Matt the Cat, and that ends the competition portion of this week's show. You've heard 12 versions of the tune. Now please go back to my website at FridayNightCatFight.com, voice your choice, and vote for the one you dig the most. Will it be Furry Lewis, Mississippi John Hurt, Archibald, Lloyd Price, Pat Boone, Dion, Sandy Nelson, Ike and Tina Turner, Wilson Pickett, Wilbert Harrison, Tommy Rowe, or Bob Dylan? Voice your choice, cast your vote, and please let us know why you voted the way you did. Fill out a comment when you vote on FridayNightCatFight.com. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Friday Night Cat Fight on Stagger Lee. I've been wanting to do this for a long time because there's so many great versions of this classic story, this classic true story of Stagger Lee Shelton and Billy Lyons. Feel free to drop me an email anytime, mattthecat@mattthecat.com, and sign up for my weekly email newsletter at the bottom of mattthecat.com, and you'll hear my rhythm and blues show juke in the back before anybody else does. Let's end this week's show with the great Titus Turner from 1959. He recorded the return of Stagger Lee. Let's hear how this story ends. I'm Matt the Cat. Thanks for joining me. I'll catch you next time on the Friday Night Cat Fight Podcast.
The jail was dark And the warden was screaming.
All right, you jailbirds, the lights are out. Start dreaming.
Can you hear me? This is your old buddy Stag, man. I hope you don't feel bad about what I did. But man, you don't take care of business like a businessman's supposed to take care of business. Handing me all that jive about having 3 children and sickly wife, when I knew all the time you ain't never been mad in your life. That night we was gambling, it was dark and it was late. I knew I threw 7 when you said I threw 8. Billy, you know what? Your eyes is getting bad.